This recording, Kenya 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for it. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental. This made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had money to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I have 3 sisters. I have a big sister who's my older sister, and then I have 2 sisters that follow me, and my mom and my dad. We were raised up right. The one major thing that I can compare Kenya to America is, growing up, we never used to use words like, "Oh, I love you," or "I think this much about you," because my dad, who's passed away, there's not one time when he said, "Oh, I love you," or anything like that. But I can feel it, and I knew he did. And I guess growing up in Kenya, we don't do all those things. Like, we don't get too emotional, or maybe we do, but we don't say it. I know my sisters love me, I know my mom loves me, I know my dad loves me, but we never used to share. Like, it was never verbal. Like, you can't say it. And there was nothing wrong with that. But coming to America, where you have to express what you feel, you have to tell someone, "Hey, I love you," and you have to show them, it's different. Because in Kenya, you can just tell. If you're with someone, you've been with someone for 5, 10 years, and you know they love you, but you don't have to say anything. But yeah. So that's how I grew up, and I have no complaints. I was raised up with 3 sisters. I never had a brother, and the whole time I was like, I guess it made me feel some type of way to women, cause my dad told me, he only told me one time, you have to treat women right and care about them and show them that you care about them. That's why I always treat women like that. And I've always been weak to the opposite sex, which is women.